I just wanted to start with just finishing up that brisa on that you can't make a bracha arum. And Rashi, the Gemara quotes the pasuk Vayamachanecha Kadosh. And then Rashi says, Velo Yirebecha Ervas Dava, right? That was not this week's parsha? This past week's parsha?
Yes, it was. This week's
parsha,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. Velo Yirebecha Ervas Dava. Right. So, I just want to add something, just to clarify that Rashi a bit. Yeah, if you take a look, I happen to be looking in the Rif, but it's in the Gemara, of course. Amar Rava, Soa ba'ashashis mutter. I'm sorry, Soa ba'ashashis mutter likros kriya shma kinegda. So if you have excrement in a glass, it's mutter to read Kriya Shema opposite it, facing it. Erva ba'ashashis also likros Kriya Shema kinegda. But if you'd have erva, and what would be, and there'd be a glass intervening, it's usher to read Kriya Shema. My taima, hasam, vaya machanecha kadosh, amar rachmana, v'ha'ika. What's the reason over there by tsoa? Because the Torah says vaya machanecha kadosh, and it is v'ha'cha ksev, v'lo yira b'cha ervas davar, v'ha'cha chazi. But here it says, and it shall not be seen by you, or with you, any the dvar erva, and you see it. So those are two halves of the same pasuk. Vayam machanecha kadosh, v'lo yirbechayav es dvar. But you see, the Gemara makes a categorization here, right? What's the difference between tsoa and the case of erva by Kriya Shema? So, very simple. Tsoa is a psul makam. And since it's in Ashashis, it's set off. It's not part of the makam. So therefore, the makam is roi for a ma'isa of Kriya Shema. But by erva is not a din in the makam. Erva is a din in the gavra. The gavra can't be related to erva. It can't be a roa es a erva. So therefore, what do I care whether or not there's a glass intervening? It's not that's helpful in the category of makam. But it's not helpful here. Yeah. Yeah, and then the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes Rav Haigon that the same halacha would apply to any woman who's megala tefach b'makom mechusa, that it's usher to read Kriya Shema kinegda, the tefach b'isha erva. Yeah, that doesn't make a difference if the woman's your wife or whatever. That won't help. That's a din erva. That'll be a din erva. And the same thing with if she has her hair uncovered. Saying Kriya Shema, making brachos, you have the same problem. Unless you make her like the Aruch HaShulchan. Who wants to say that hair is different. But he only says hair is different, not other parts of the body. Not makom mechusa, I'm pretty sure. Doesn't, yeah, because that's primary error. This is conditional error. Yeah. So anyhow. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, he says at the end, he says, practically, V'chein keshemagula tefach eino usser ela keshemestak elba alvavariya ba'alma mutter. Yeah, that's good practically. That's good practically.
You don't have to constantly be averting your head.
Yeah. No, you gotta take a look at the you have to look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. I don't remember the siman now. Yeah, it's a siman ayin hey. So tefach magula beisha b'makom shadarka lechasoso afilo hi ishto also likros kriyas shema kinegda. And then Seir Shalishish, Darka Lechsoso, Osalikros Kenegdo, Hega, Filo Ishto. Aval Basulo, Shadarkan Leloch Pruos, Harosh Mutter. Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah brings that. He says it's the Mechaber first. He says in Vav, Hoysa erva kenegdo vehichzir ponov mimena osha otsam einav oshu balayla oshu suma mutalikros diberiya talarachmana vaholo chazila. Yeah, but if you take a look in Os Choftes, and the Achronim, and boy, is it a list. Bach, Taz, Magen Avram, Gra, Chayadam, they all hold that all these Eitzos don't help, except for turning your face. You take a look over there. But you have to, yeah, you have to really turn. They even want to say, wow, they want to say, yeah, you got to define this. They hold, even if you turn your head, it's not enough. And there's a can't be kinegdo. So you got to define what they hold. Yep. Yeah, that's why the Rav, that was the story with the Rav under the chuppah. Because the, right? The collar wasn't, didn't have a proper dress on. And he asked for a bencher. You know, something with the Birkas Arison in it. Because he wanted to put that, a block. He wanted to block it. That's interesting. Yes, it needs some definitions there, but exactly what works, what doesn't work. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, if you're really stuck, he said you can rely on, obviously you can rely on the Mechaber, the other sheet does it say, you can just close your eyes. Yep. Of course, you have another Tzad Kula here. Which is that the Aruch HaShulchan holds that it doesn't apply to Seyar Bizman Hazeh. Bavano Seino HaRabim. But that's what he holds. Right, I think he holds that since most women don't cover their hair, it doesn't have a din erva anymore. Insofar as this halacha, that is. Yeah, you gotta check it out. I haven't looked at the Aruch HaShulchan. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can be Mitzarev the Sheetis, exactly. For sure. But it won't work by, you know, if it's prime.
Or shoulders or anything like that.
Right, exactly. It won't work for that. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, so now we can understand what Rashi's doing here. Back in Shabbos. We're going back to Gemara Shabbos. Because the Gemara quotes, Vayamachanecha Kadosh. But Rashi right away says, V'lo yireh b'cha ervas davar. Afilu dibor daskaras Hashem lo yireh b'cha ervas davar. So Rashi right away throws it into that the real part is the second half of the pasuk. Because the first half of the pasuk is a din in the makom. In the machana, it's a din makom. But that's not what this is about. Making a bracha arum is a din in the gavra. That the gavra can't be related to erva. That's why Rashi threw it into the second half of the pasuk. And I guess he's also adding when he says afilu dibor daskaras Hashem. What's the afilu dibor? Yeah, maybe means like this. That the pasuk is vayamachanecha kadosh v'layir b'cha ervas davar. So maybe you'll say like this. That it's only doing something that has a real effect on the makom, meaning it's a real activity. It's a real activity. Yeah, I'm trying to say like this, that you have certain kinds of activities that are, by their very nature, are related to the machana, meaning they're activities of kfias. And those activities, they require a certain kedusha. Because otherwise, it will result in a defilement of the Machane Yisrael. But if you just have a fleeting Hazkaras Hashem, do any rules apply to that? That's not a what I would call a machana based activity. It's simply an Amira Balma. So that's what the pasuk is telling you. V'lo yira b'cha ervas davar. No, even a dibor of Haskaras Hashem cannot tolerate a relationship to Ervas Davar. It's telling you how far the pasuk is really telling you how far, how machmir this idea is. It's even a Haskaras Hashem, a very fleeting, quick thing. But nevertheless, it demands that it be unrelated to Erva. Yeah, and in other words, the pasuk is telling you, one, like we said before, there's an idea of the makom. And there are certain activities that affect makom. That are indigenous to Makom. relate in a certain manner to Makom. But then the Pasuk is being Koveya that there's an idea of Erva Mitzad HaGavra. That a person who's engaging in a certain Dover Shel Kedusha cannot be related to Erva. That's what the Pasuk is conveying. It's conveying two categories. And that's why Rashi said, a filo dibor, even a dibor, a filo dibor. Because insofar as the gavra is misasek in shem shemayim, even if it's for a second, he cannot be related to erva. Okay, let's get back to the sugya. So now, Rav Amram's question is, that whether you say lo sasar or you say shalavicha v'yagedcha, either way, you should make a bracha under abundance. So why are you making a bracha under mine? That's the bottom line of his question. Yeah. See, I could start it off, I could explain, I give you an idea what Rav Nechemya's idea is. See, Rav Nechemya learns like this, that Shala Vicha V'yageidcha V'zekeinecha V'yom Relach. So Rashi says Shala Vicha is the Nevi'im, and Zekeinecha is Sanhedrin, is Chachamim. So why is that why is that necessary, that pasuk shalavicha v'yageicha zekeinecha v'yom relach? So Rav Nechemya holds like this, that the mitzvos d'rabbanan, like Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, those mitzvos are based on themes of the Torah. In other words, they're not an extension of an existing mitzvah. They're what the Ran calls mitzvah, or the Ramban, both of them, mitzvos mechudashos. What does it mean, mitzvos mechudashos? It means it's based on a certain theme of the Torah. And what the Pasuk is telling you is really two things. Shalavicha v'yageidcha, uzekeinecha v'yom relach, is telling you, one, that both Nevi'im and Chachamim have a right to identify the themes of the Torah. And in fact, if a Navi identifies the theme of the Torah through Nevuah, that is not a violation of Lo B'Shamayim Hi. They have a right to identify a theme of the Torah and tell the Chachamim, make a mitzvah based on this. The Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. Right? The whole idea of the theme of Kibud V'Oneg is from Yishayahu. So that's a completely different, or the idea, let's say, according to the Rambam. Kimi Goy Gadol, Asher Elokim Krovim Elav. That's a theme that, based on that, that theme becomes realized through Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. So that's Shala Vicha V'yageidcha Zekenecha V'yom Relach. They're the ones who are going to tell you what are the themes of the Torah. And then, of course, the Chum will institute. I think the Rav has a different idea, by the way, in his shir on Kibud Va'oneg, dealing with Ela Me'ata Ein Navi Rashai L'Charish Davar. We should take a look at that. I know he has some very interesting approach. But this is the way we're learning here. Okay, so that's Shalavicha. So that's why categorically that's a completely different idea and pasuk than Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser min adavesh yagid lecha is they, that's the Torah saying that they're the ones who define the mitzvos haTorah. Ki yipale mimcha davar. Beidam ledam, beidam ledin, nega lenega. They're the ones who define the mitzvos of the Torah. And of course, could also make siyogim for the mitzvos of the Torah, because it's all in support of the entities, the mitzvos that exist. That's Lo Sasser. But something like Ner Chanukah? So Rav Nechemya says that's Shalavicha. That's a completely different idea. A different concept. That's based on themes of the Torah. And that's why even Nevi'im, it's Shalavicha. Because the Navi, although he can't institute and be Mesakein HaTakana permanently as a Navi, but he can, through Nevuah, identify and bring out the themes of the Torah. So Rav Nechemya, I understand very well. But Rav Avia, I think it's Avia, but anyhow, he holds, no. For some reason he holds, it's all wrapped up in Lo Sasser. But exactly, you know, what that point is right there, that what's the machlokas, I'm not sure yet. But I really do, I believe Rav Nechemya is solid. See, it's easy to say, well, according to Rav Avia, any entity that the Chacham produce is from Lo Sasser. But it doesn't nail it on the head why, what exactly their machlokas is, you know, what exactly, why he doesn't make recourse and why he has to make recourse. You know, you could portray each side, but you don't get the exactly what they're arguing about. It's funny, if you look at the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, and you look at the Ran, I mean, the Ramban has a whole thing over there. It's very not so simple to understand. I know David mentioned it might be from the Zakei Mamresh here, but if you just read it, it's very, very, very strange. Very strange Ramban. Very strange argument he has there. Very strange argument. But whatever the case may be, if you look in the Ramban and the Ran, it's funny, they all explain Rav Nechemya, but they make short shrift of, they say, yeah, according to him, it's Lo Sasser. But they don't give you any help there. All right, something to think about. And if you get a chance, take a look at that Rav Shir. I believe that I'm going to do it myself. I know he had some very interesting idea into how to understand the whole thing of Ein Navi Rashei L'Charish Davar Me'ata. All right, so we'll leave that point. If we come up with something, we'll come back to it. So let's now get to the answer. Okay, so what's the answer to Rav Amram's kasha? All right, here we go. Amar Abaye, Vadai de Devrehem boy bracha. Safek de Devrehem lo boy bracha. So what do we mean by Vadai de Devrehem boy bracha? What's the subject matter here? So Rashi, let's look, Rashi learns. Safek de Vadai de Devrehem kigon ner Chanukah. Suffek the devrayim kigon demai. In other words, the suffek is the demai. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Kigon demai, shahafrashaso eina ella misuffek. Okay. And, yeah, I just want to contrast it, if I may, for a second. But according to Rashi, what does Rava hold? I know I'm skipping for a minute, but I just want to contrast. Rava amar rov ami aretz ma'asrin hein. So how does Rashi explain that? Rava amar suffik de devrei and boy bracha, udamai afil suffik lohavi. Elochurma ba'alma, the rov ami aretz ma'asrin. So, it pays to get that out of the way. Meaning, let's get that straight. In other words, it's definitely true that Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asrin Hein. That's for sure. And that's why, for instance, we explained it's not a real Chefta Shel Isser. And that's why Machilin Laniyim, the Mishnah Demai says. Because they didn't define it as Tevel Derabanan. But nevertheless, forget that for a moment. Abaye holds that over here they were mafkia the hachras harov. It's a safek divrayim. It's a safek hafrasha. Midrabanan, they gave it a status of safek. They ignored the rov. And Rava says, no. It's definitely, it's not even a suffix. Meaning, because there's a rov is the machria. And that's why he says it's a chumra ba'alma. Meaning, according to Rava, they were machayev the gavra, and they created an isra on the gavra. They created an Isra in the Gavra, and then they were machayev him in a Maisa HaFrasha Ba'alma. Or I could put it in more, you know, in different terms. They created a Maisa HaFrasha without a Kiyam. Meaning there's no Kiyam in the Chefza. It's simply a Maisa HaFrasha Ba'alma. But according to Abaye, that's not true. According to Abaye, there's a shame suffix. And therefore the hafrasha is a hafrasha misafek. Okay, I'm just defining that because you need those facts in order to deal with the problem of bracha. But those are definitely the facts according to Rashi. So, unless somebody wants to argue. Yeah, we'll do it next week, but you should take a look at the Tosfos on in Ksubas, on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. There it's, how do you deal with the problem? I mean, Tosfos has his own, by the way, over there, it's very interesting, has his own way of approaching this Gemara. We could take that up. But Tosfos deals with the problem. It comes out, because the Gemara in Ksubas over there openly, Abaye Paskin's a case over there, and his argument is because it's Demai, Rov Ami Aretz Ma'asrin Hein. And then in another area, it goes the other way. Rava says it's a problem. Why? Because you don't go by Rov Ami Aretz Ma'asrin Hein in that case by Demai. So Tosa shows that they go up and back. It's not consistent. But I'm leaving that problem aside now. Tosus deals with it. The Miri also deals with it. If you get a chance, take a look at the Miri. Yeah, I think he and Tosus say the same thing. But over here, coming back to over here, so now we got to deal with the problem of bracha. That's the topic of this Gemara. This Gemara is not trying to figure out Demai is just an incidental to dealing with the bracha problem. So again, so what does Abaye hold? that a vadai divrayim requires a bracha, warrants a bracha. Safik divrayim lo by bracha. So the Gemara asks, v'ha yantav sheni the safik divrayim hu uboy bracha. So according to Abaye, you're caught in a contradiction, because there it's sveik diyoma, and you're telling me, and oh, interesting. What does Rashi say, boy bracha? Rashi says, boy bracha? I don't know if you caught this. Kiddush Hayom. Isn't that interesting? Why did Rashi limit boy bracha Kiddush Hayom? What about all the other brachas you make? What about tefillah? What about, I don't know, achilas matzah, achilas maror. Interesting that Rashi limited it to that the problem resides insofar as Kiddush. Okay, that's something that should be answered at some point. So the question is, Yontav Sheni is a suffix. So how is it that they make a bracha? How do they make Kiddush, according to Rashi? So the Gemara gives an answer. Baye answered, no, over there it's Hechidol Zilzulubay. Now, what kind of answer is that? What kind of an answer is that? How does that work? Yechdil zilzul base. Therefore, they made a bracha. What does that mean? Okay. And what does Rava hold? Again, on the topic of bracha. So he says, well, like Rashi says, no, safek divrayim boy bracha. So you have a machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Abaye says Safek Rabbanan doesn't get a bracha. Rava says it gets a bracha. Rava's raya, of course, is Yontav Sheni. And Abaye says, no, that's an exception. That's an exception to the rule. That's because the Alasi Lazuzle Bay. But really, intrinsically, it shouldn't have gotten a bracha. Yeah, so what's the machlokas? So I would say like this, that it's a very basic machlokas. The question is, what is the object, or what was the bracha niskan upon? According to Abaye, a bracha is instituted on the chefza shel mitzvah, meaning the maisa hamitzvah, the institution of the mitzvah. So Abaye holds that since if it's a suffake, so then it's an inferior entity. It doesn't warrant vitzivano, the very institution maisa hamitzvah is in suffek whether this is a performance of mitzvah, suffek if it's not a performance of mitzvah. So such a chefza does not warrant a bracha. Cannot warrant a bracha. The bracha says, Asher kiddushar mesavet sivano. And the very entity, the very maisa, the very kiyam, when I say the chefza, you know, I mean the whole institution, is besafek. So it's an inferior thing. And therefore, there's no bracha. You can't say it's Sivano. Sivano has to be on a vadai entity of mitzvah, but not a suffix. And Rava argues. Rava says no. The bracha was niskan insofar as the character of the chiyuv, of the mechayev. And here, the Chachamim said, 100%, you're chayev to do it. Just like the Ent of Sheni. What do I care if it's a suffek? But the chiyuv was to observe Yontif misafek, as an entity of suffek. So the tzivanu is on the character of the chiyuv, of the machayev. That's vadai. And demai would be the same thing. Except demai is not even, is not that. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Rava needs more clarification. Rava needs a little more clarification. I think Abaye is solid. But what do you mean now by over here that there's no bracha because it's a chumrah ba'alma? What does that mean? You know, in other words, why don't you argue, well, one second, but the Chum are obligating you to do that. So why don't you make a bracha for Demai too? That would be the kash, I think. I don't know if you guys are going to ask it, but that's, I think you should ask that question. You should have that clarification. How do you make the distinction? I would answer like this. That a, what Rava is saying is, that's why he said, Rashi says it's a chumra ba'alma. It's not a chiyuv ha-mitzvah. See, in order to warrant a bracha, it has to be defined as a chiyuv that has the character of mitzvah. And he's saying over here, it does not have the character of mitzvah. It's a chumrah ba'alma. It's simply a maisa hafrasha. But since the maisa really has no effect, it was just instituted to deal with a... See, really, according to Rava, what did they do here? You know, it's really all insofar as the entities of produce at the time of the Mishnah were really, insofar as the Cheftzos, the Rove really dealt with it. There was no problem from the standpoint in Klal Yisrael of the heter iser of the objects. Rove really defined them. But they were concerned insofar as the laxness or the laxity of a miyad of Klal Yisrael, miyad ame'aretz, but nevertheless a substantial miyad. So therefore, their concern was insofar as the gavra, the adam. So they just did a minimal, which is they instituted a maisa. That's all they did. They instituted a maisa. But it does not, that's what he means, it doesn't have the character of mitzvah, qualitatively. So that's why it doesn't have a bracha. In other words, you're chayiv to be mevarech when there is an action that when they demand, when they create a chiyuv, but it's a chiyuv mitzvah. It could be the chiyuv mitzvah is to observe a sveika de yoma. but it's the character of mitzvah. It's in the realm of mitzvah. But by demai, it's not even mitzvah. It's a mere chumrah. It's a mere maisa. A maisa is not a mitzvah. A maisa without any effects. It's just simply a maisa that we want people to do, an act of hafrasha. But really, the cheftz is 100% mutter, and machil and aniyam, etc. That cannot be defined. That obligation of the chachamim is not an obligation that has the character of mitzvah. I'm saying, according to Rav, that they couldn't give it a character of mitzvah because since Rav Ame Arts Ma'asrin Hain, that's it. It's as far as the world of mitzvah, the Rav already was Machriya. That's the end of it. There's nothing to talk about. According to Abaye, you don't have to say any of that because simply Abaye holds that for whatever reasons, when it came to this area, they were mafkia the Rav. And they viewed Mai as a real entity of Suffolk. And that's the very reason, according to him, why there's no bracha. Because the bracha's niskan on the chefta. It's a chefta shel safek. So it by definition, it lacks in its character of mitzvah. And that's why they asked the kasha from Yontif Sheni. What are you going to do with Yontif Sheni? If you say the brachas, it's as far as the chefta, the maisa ukiyam shabbah of the mitzvah, so then that should be also suffek. That's why he had to come on to the lo asi lezuzli bay. And there's according to Abaye, the way he's looking at Yontif Sheni is that there was a real suffek at one time. Then there was Kfiya Diyarcha. And now the Takanas Chachamim was to observe, to keep, to retain Yontif Sheni as an entity of Suffolk, just like it existed before. So that kind of entity shouldn't demand a bracha. But by the way, Rebbe and I were wondering a separate problem, but it just hit us. Before the when they were still doing it al pi ha-re'iyah, and they really had a sveik of the yoma, real sveik of the yoma. Does anybody know what Klal Yisrael actually did? Okay, they kept 2 days of Isra Malacha. Did they ever make Kiddush? What were their tefillos? Have you ever seen anyone talk about what happened those days? It was funny, I was at a wedding this past Sunday, and there was a big bucky from Israel there. Really one of the big, young guy, really a tremendous bucky. He's part of the whole, Chacham Ovadia world. So I walked over to him. I asked him this question. I said, maybe I'm crazy. I said, but it sounds to me like, where do you ever see? Well, what did they do? He stopped. He thought for a minute. He must have been like racing through Shas or something. And he looked at me. He says, Rav Bald, Zedavar Pella. Nobody. It's funny. I asked a couple other guys. Nobody knew the answer. Sounds crazy. I mean, somebody must address this. I mean, Rebbe and I were thinking that maybe there was a Takanas Chachamim then too, by Sveika the Yoma, that they, in the real Sveika the Yoma, what they should do. But nobody says that. It's like almost Ikka Chasim in a Sefer. Like, well, what did they do in those days? After the Takana, they're worried Delo Asi Lezuzal Ebay, right? Because it's a Derabbanan, Suffolk. Oh, but what did they do before? Klal Yisrael just stood around for 2 days, not doing Malacha, but there was no positive Yom? No character of the Yom? Or they ate matzah 2 nights, but they didn't make any brachas at the Haggadah. I mean, the whole thing, it sounds funny, no? They didn't make Kiddush. They picked up a glass of wine, and I don't know what they did. It's funny. One local guy said to me, no, it's in that Gemara by Niskalkal Aviyah Bashir. I said, all they're worried about in the Gemara is the Shir, and Tosis asked the Kasha why they weren't worried about Korban Musaf. But Tosis gives an answer. I said, it doesn't mention anything about the rest of the assays, you know, the brachas and tefillah. What did they do? Stop a side point. Just something interesting. In case anybody sees anything, you know, let me know. But what's left for us? Oh, yeah, we have to explain Delo Asi Lezuzal Ebay. How does that step in and now say that you make a bracha? How does that work? I mean, I hear you have a problem, but how does that warrant a bracha? Hey, hold on a second. Yechaim wants to say that the answer, the Abaye's answer, is not that it's a suffek de divrehem, but now there's a separate reason. He wants to say that the very answer of the Lo Asi Lezuzal Ebay really means that here they had to give it a Shem Vadai. It's not really a Suffolk Devrayim because of Lo Asi Lezuzal Ebay. Lo Asi Lezuzal Ebay means because they couldn't create it as a Suffolk without Brachas. That would never work. So it forced them to say, no, we have to give it a Shem Vadai. We have to change the whole character of the, it turns out that there's the being noheg like Avoseinu, that they're keeping a second day, but not the same Chefza, really. Not the same Chefza Shel Yom. They had to change that. That's what Chaim wants to say. It's possible. Doesn't sound like that's what his answer is, though. That's the only thing. I mean, but I hear, you know, it's a possibility. Yeah, I had a different possibility. I'm still not sure if Rebbe has bought it yet. He went up and back on it. But he maybe repeated about 4 times, though. So. It might actually be okay by his eyes, but to me it makes sense. That I want to say like this: that when you have a suffolk, he holds that the bracha is niskan on the entity. So when you have a suffolk, so to make a bracha on that entity, on that mitzvah, on that suffolk mitzvah, it will be a bracha levatala. In other words, a suffek drabbanan doesn't warrant the shvacho shalmakom of its ivano. So it'll turn out it's a bracha shein etzricha, bracha levatala, whatever you want to call it. So I want to say like this, that here, however, it's the Lo Asi Lezuzal Ebay. In other words, they're instituting the bracha in order that the very Minhag Avoseinu, the Takanas Rabbanan, to follow Minhag Avoseinu, should be Mekuyam. That it should be a successful Takana. People will observe it properly. So I want to say that the Lo Asi Lezuzal Ebay because of the law of Zuzula Bay, you can't say it's a bracha levatola. The bracha has an objective now, a kiyum. And therefore, in other words, the chacham have a right. In other words, when do you institute a bracha? When it's not levatala, when it has a kiyum, when it has a specific halachic kiyum, when it has an objective, and that's the law asil azuzul abay. The chacham have a right to institute a bracha in order that people should observe their institution properly. That you cannot call levatala. Right, you're right. Yeah, I'm definitely learning it's an exception. Absolutely. That's right. As you'll ask, the bracha is niskan on this suffix entity. So you'll say to me, but a bracha on a suffix entity is lavatala? So I answer to you, no, it's not. Because it fulfills a different objective. And that makes it not levatala. Chum have a right to utilize the Shem Shemayim in order that there should be an observance of the Kedushas Hayom. You're right. I'm definitely learning. That's exactly my point. Right. It's not. It's an exception. It's a different consideration. Normally, the Chachamim followed certain rules that they themselves established. Okay? And this is an exception. But they had no choice. They had no choice, so what? But how could you make a bracha levatala? The answer is, it's not levatala. It has a kiyum. You're right, that's how I'm learning. That's why you like your way better. You don't like that there's insofar as the usual system of brachos, you're looking at this as like an exception, so you don't like that. It should follow a certain universal thing, so therefore you want to render, in your svara, you want to render Yontif Sheni back into the Vaday world. Get it out of the exception. I'm saying no. I'm saying the mashmos the Gemara's Abaye's answer doesn't. I think sounds the other way. But the reason why they could be misaking it because it's not levatala. Yeah, and you could still save it Sivano. Because that's it's being makayim an observance, an important thing in the system of halacha. That's part of the Vitzivana. But you're right, it's a separate category. A separate consideration. Why to be Misaki in a bracha? Of course, even the way I'm learning, that's exactly why Rava rejects it. He doesn't like that idea. He doesn't like that whole formulation. He learns, no. You're making a mistake altogether. Yontif Sheni is my biggest raya. I don't care if the entity is being observed, it's an entity of suffix. What do I care? The point is that there's a chiyav here. A real takana. A real chiyav and a takana. To observe a day of Kedushas Hayom. And that's why you make a bracha. That's exactly why there's a bracha there. You don't need some extraneous reasoning. Except Demai, of course, is different because Demai is not even is nothing. It's a Chumra Ba'alma. It's a mere Maisa. All right, think about it. But I think, yeah, yours is the other approach for sure, Chaim. I mean, you know, if you want to go that way, that's. According to you, of course, Rava's answer is also good. His answer is, don't play around with Yontif. Don't change what it is. but it gets a bracha. 100%. Yeah, either approach will explain the shakla v'tarya between Abaye and Rava. Okay. So I guess next week we should try to tackle the Ramban. Yeah. The reason why I think the Ramban first, because I think the Chachmei Lanil's question on the Rambam is really one of the shitas in the Ramban. So it's good to get that clear. And then to see how the Rambam tackled the whole sugya in a whole different manner.